Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Shayna, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now, and he lives alone. And he put up a Christmas tree recently. I thought that it was for me, but it turns out he told me he does this every year. And I don't know. I can't seem to figure out whether it's just me or if this is like a really weird thing to do.
Huh. Why do you think it's weird? Just because he lives alone?
Yeah, because like, I mean, I feel like normally you put up a Christmas tree for, you know, like other people to see and, you know, presents under it, like for other people. It's like a group thing, right? Like you open up presents under the tree with other people. I don't know. That's why I'm calling, because I'm curious about your guys' opinion.
Are we single shaming people?
I think that's what you're doing. I mean, you're being a little bit cynical in this situation. Boy, I know it's tough to be a woman with the outfits and the different things you get to choose. It's tough to be a guy and choose what's the thing that doesn't creep out the woman that you're dating, right? I mean, here he is spreading a little bit of Christmas cheer. It puts him in a good mood. It raises his spirit. I love to look at lights. I don't need any gifts or anything like that around there. I like the decorations up.
Okay.
When I'm home alone and my wife goes out, like I plug in the tree, I still do all those things because it makes me feel festive.
Wait,
so
hold on, but let me ask you a different question.
Sure.
You were single many times during your life.
Yeah.
Okay. And you lived alone at certain times.
Yes.
Did you put up a Christmas tree for just yourself?
I mean, come on, girl. It was cuffing season. I don't think I was all that often single at Christmas time. But usually there was some sort of decorations or a tree wherever I was living or staying at that time. So let's say I had roommates, but we weren't dating or whatever.
But roommates is different if you lived alone.
I would still put something up. I would. I mean, if you don't, you just feel like you're what? Waiting for death to arrive?
I wouldn't.
Why?
I wouldn't. I'm not saying it's wrong for somebody to do it if it means something to them.
Yeah.
But if I was by myself, right, I would not want the extra burden of having to deal with putting it up,
exactly,
taking it down. To me, like that sounds like just more work for me. Yeah. I wouldn't be into it.
I'm sorry. Okay. So let me understand this. The two of you girls are going to save your time for what? To read sad romance novels or
watch
something?
Watch TV.
You're not dating anybody. You're by yourself. All you have is time. Fill that time up. You can decorate that tree at 3 a.m. if you wanted to. When you know you're sad and lonely and crying and you didn't go to the bar.
No,
and you're seeing other people coming back with couples.
You're making her feel bad. And you're making,
okay.
And I'm just saying,
Gina. I got my answer.
No, but I see where you're coming from, where like, I don't think personally I would. I wouldn't.
People are going to visit this person. He's not just your man standing in an apartment waiting for you alone. He probably has parents, family. He might even have siblings, for God's sakes.
How big is the tree? Is it a small tree or is it like a full-size tree?
It's like a full-size tree.
Real or fake?
It's real. It's real. He goes and buys a real one every year.
It smells great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
You know
what else is the cat going
to
climb
clean up? It's so messy.
I understand where you're coming from. I say if it's meaningful to him, then sure, all the power to him. But if I were you, in the back of my head, I would have the same thought that you're having.
I'd be like, that he's a serial killer?
Thank you.
No,
you guys are crazy.
No, I would just be like, oh, really? You put up a tree? Okay. You know what? Let's ask. 5 Call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Not is he allowed to. Obviously, he's allowed to. Do you find it odd that a single person would put up a big elaborate Christmas tree for themselves? 5 Call says it all. What would you do? Do you think this is weird? Shayna called and she said that she'd been dating this guy for about 4 months. And over the weekend, by himself, he went and bought a real Christmas tree, a big one, and put it up. And she's like, isn't that a little bit strange?
It's not strange at all. It's Christmas time.
Mm.
The man went and got his tree. He had a life before he even met Sherry. Okay. And guess what?
He told her that he gets a Christmas tree every single year. Why? Because he likes Christmas. Oh my God, this is strange.
I'm just saying, he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Oh,
I'm not
thank
play
you for
that
the permission.
Game. But I understand where she's coming from, because I wouldn't do it. If I was living alone, I wouldn't. But what do you think? Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
No, I think it's actually a good sign. It's really sweet, and he is getting into the holiday spirit. It's not weird. I think it's nice.
And he can organize his decorations and pull them out of the closet. I mean, this is smart things. I'm with you. Like, I think it's more a good thing than it is a bad thing. Definitely.
Anna and Raven, what do you think? Is it weird to put up a Christmas tree if you're single?
I think the lady is a Christmas Grinch, and shame on her. Get
right.
The holes, my man.
You know what? I got to tell you, if I'm dating a girl for 3-4 months and I hear her on the radio trashing me talking about my Christmas tree, I'll tell you right now, like, I'm either going to laugh or I'm going to be like, you know what? I think I'm pretty much all set with that. I don't know. If I got another one on the side burner there, I'm thinking that one moves to the front of the stove at that point. I don't know.
But she wasn't trashing him. Mm-hmm. She was just saying, do you find it odd?
Uh-huh.
And I agree with her.
Yeah.
It does throw up a little bit of not a red flag, but just like, oh, that's interesting.
How about bring it up to me? How about not bring it up to us? Bring it up to me if we're dating.
Hey, Richard, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Putting up a Christmas tree if you're living by yourself?
Some people enjoy the festivities of the holidays. It's the same as Halloween. Some people decorate their whole house and they live by themselves. And they get into costumes. They get into. It could be Easter. You know, it could be remind them of, you know, his childhood. And it's a happy moment in his life. Some people enjoy the holidays and like to decorate for them.
Right. Yeah. See, Richard's a nice guy. Richard's a nice guy because Richard said some people, he means regular people. Regular people like to be happy. They like to be in a good mood. And the rest of you are terrible people.
Well, I'm not a terrible person. I don't consider myself a terrible person, but I don't do the big Christmas decorations. And if I was alone, I don't think I would either, to be honest. Lexi, what do you think about this?
Definitely, she's crazy. Everyone should have a little bit of Christmas spirit. And let us hang up his Christmas tree.
Thank you very much. And I want you to remember that Anna was aligned with her.
I was not aligned. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. But I'm just saying I wouldn't if I was him.
Maria, what do you think about this? Is it weird if you're single, you put up your own tree?
No, I think that's amazing. I mean, especially if that means that they're like that motivated and love it and willing to put in like the money and the time and effort to like make something beautiful in their home, even if it's just for them. I'm like all about that. Go for it. Yes.
I love that, Maria. The first thing that you see is somebody that's willing to help you clean the house. This person will do chores.
And like cares about their home, cares about their atmosphere. Like, and it's a guy. Like, that's amazing. I feel like, why are we even calling this out? Like, this is amazing. Like, this is an incredible thing. And like, props to him completely. If somebody thinks that's crazy, then he needs to not have them in their life.
You see that? I mean, if she was his neighbor, she'd be knocking on the door.
Yeah, no, I think it's nice. I think it's very nice. I'm just saying I wouldn't, but I don't think it's sweet.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why you're alone on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
I mean, I have my those children
well,
and that husband.
Well, but you would be if you didn't.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.